The Exchange Club of downtown Honolulu shifted its focus from politics and community issues to its individual members, namely their bucket list travel destinations. Newspaper columnist and author Bob Siegel moderated the discussion.
One of my favorite trips was to a place 60 miles east and north of Shanghai in a city called Suzhou. It has all these gardens that were built 300-400 years ago. It models itself on the Venice of China, and it was lovely. Beautiful gardens, ponds, lakes, birds, plants, and it's 60 minutes by bullet train from Shanghai.
Siegel's favorite spot, which he had heard of before, was the Garden of the Humble Administrator. The 35 club members attending the luncheon were seasoned travelers who visited nearly every continent and tourist destination. Jack Schneider went on an expedition to his bucket list location before retiring 6 years ago.
Top of my list was Antarctica. My wife fought me tooth and nail, but she did go. The scenery is incredible. The air is crisp. The wildlife have never really been in contact with people, so they have no fear, at least the penguins. We did, I think it was late November, it's their summertime, and it wasn't really even cold. We had one day that I would call a wintry day.
Schneider also visited the Arctic, the Galapagos Islands, and the Panama Canal. His wife has Southeast Asia on her bucket list, a place where he served in the military. Eileen Blanc retired about 8 years ago and has two priorities.
I've never been to Rome or Italy. I'd love to go to Italy and maybe get some shoes made that might fit my feet. That would be lots of fun. And I've never been on a cruise, quite frankly, but I think part of the reason is when I want to go on a trip, I want to get there. I don't want to waste time. I want to be there.
Tom Strickland has been retired longer than he worked, a 25-year career at the Naval Research Facility, and 27 globe-trotting.
I've done so much traveling that it's getting difficult now to find things to do that I haven't done. But I think number one is to go to the mainland, buy a small Class B RV, and tour the U.S., primarily the western states and the national parks.
Meanwhile, Siegel has about 20 destinations on his list, topped with a place he's never been before.
I'd like to go on a Mediterranean cruise. I'd love to see Venice, Florence, maybe some of the Greek islands. I've not been to Israel. That would be on my bucket list.
But all those trips will have to wait. The Exchange Club of downtown Honolulu hosts a Congressional District 1 candidate July 19th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.